إن شاء الله الله يخليك. أنا جماعة خسيمة طيبة، أنا كنت بنسيار. To everybody in your families, B'Torah Shach Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, we're all looking for Eitzes, for Rachamim during these Valdika days where the Ebishta is Korov, Mimotzei. The Gemara says in the bottom of Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, Amar Aleph, Kolamaver, Rova Omar, Kolamaver Al Midosa, Mavirun Le Akol Pshov, Shenemar Noisi Oven Vo'ivra Al Pesha. The mean Noisi Oven, Misha Oivra Al Pesha. Who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive? So somebody who's prepared to be Oivra Al Pesha, that means a Pesha that somebody else did to them. What's the lotion of Maver Al Midosa? Very interesting, Rashi. Rashi says, Maver Al Midosa means you go weiter. Like the lotion of Ein Mavirin Al Eichlin, you're not let it go past. Mavirin, you go weiter. You let go. You don't stop, but you don't let the midas hold you up. You don't let the midas stop you. You don't let the midas block you. Mavirin, negate weiter. Weiter, move on. That's what the lotion of Mavirin Al Midas means. This is a midah, and many people get stuck with the midas, and I don't get stuck. I go weiter. Shteitach HaMavo de Kazach. Mavir Al Midas, Mavirin Le Kholp Shav. What's the shot in that? It's so there's a famous Bissol Salanter. Bissol Salanter spoke about the Gemara in Bissol Salanter is an Or Yisrael Simin Chav Ches. Bissol Salanter spoke about the Gemara in Tainis Daf Chofer Mebeis. The Gemara says over there, Maisa B'Rabbi Lezer was Maisa with the Belezer Shirod of Neateh V'Omer Esmer V'Arba Brachos. He said 24 brachos. B'Lei Nana. And he wasn't answered. Jordan became Achor of Amr Avinu Malkeinu Einlan Melech Alata Avinu Malkeinu Lamancha Rachim Leinu Viyaduk Shamim. Havi Merani Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon Kilo were after talking. How could it be that Akash Baruch Hu brought down the Geshem after one Tefillah Tzar Rabbi Akiva? Alev Blazer. We're talking about Blazer Hagadol. He was the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva. Isis Rabbi Akiva was aggressive than the Rebbe. Yotza Basko Va'Amra Leiv Bnei Shizeh Gadol Mizeh. It's not because Rabbi Akiva was bigger than Rabbi Elazar. The Baskol says, "Is there Mavro Midosu? Is there Ain't a Mavro Midosu?" Factor Bissol Salanter. What the Baskol say? Don't think that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva. Don't think that Rabbi Akiva is greater than Rabbi Elazar. That's why they wish to answer his tefillah quicker. The answer is he's Mavro Midosu. He's not Mavro Midosu. Factor Bissol Salanter. If he's Mavro Midosu, then he's Taka bigger. So what the Baskol say that Loim Ibnei. Shazer Goldum is there. He is bigger. He was Mavro Midosov. So Bissol Salanter explains over there in Or Yisrael Simin Chapres that the Rebbe Elazar wasn't Mavro Midosov because he was a Talmud of Shammai and they had a Derech of Kapdonos. The Bichlal wasn't Shaykhus to who was bigger and who was smaller. It wasn't about godless. That's not what it was about. Dr. Bissol Salanter, the Tepshad is Mida Kenegan Mida is a The soul of Kolam Avram Yidosov, the reason why Akash Bokhu listened to him is because Mida Kenegan Mida, because of this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Kolam Avram Yidosov, Mavirin La Kol Pshav. It means a Pshav like this. What the Baskol said is Emes. Leib Im Nesh Zek Gold Mizu. Rabbi Akiva Taka wasn't bigger than Rabbi Akiva. He was Taka wasn't bigger. I state that he was Mavram Yidosov, he not. The Terence says that didn't make him bigger. He had a shita like this, and he had a shita like that. Rabbi Sol Salant explains over there that's not out of place now. So, is Taka if he wasn't bigger than that? So why did Abish to answer the tefillah of Rabbi Kiva? Because Mavram Midas of his losses. So Rabbi Sol Salant, the Moridiki Yisoy, does he say, go Mida Kenegan Mida? In the same way, if a person is Mavram Midas of a person is Mavater, a person goes Viter. Likewise, Mavir Lamina Shemaim. This is the famous Yisoy of Rabbi Sol Salant that it's together of Mida Kenegan Mida. And Yerucham explains the Gimel and Das Chachma Musa that the Pshat is that Akadosh Baruch Hu has many midas. One of the midas of Akadosh Baruch Hu is Yudke Vavke is Achdusa is Baruch, which means that Akadosh Baruch Hu is shaylin on everything. There's no limitations to Akadosh Baruch Hu, and Akadosh Baruch Hu is even shaylin on the midah of Kas, because the highest level of Yudke Vavke of Hoye Hoye Yiv is that Akadosh Baruch Hu has no limitations. He has no limitations even his own midas. When a person has midas, and a person goes ahead and breaks the midah, is the Eibishter also has the ability to break a midah, and the Eibishter breaks the midah of kas. This is also on is mamash shocking. State that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, "Kol amavra midosav mavir loy kol pshaav." Is pshat is it's a midah keneged midah vart. The same way a person breaks a midah of his, is likewise Eibishter kavayochel breaks his midas, and the Eibishter is merachem on us. So it's a shocking zaf. There are a few shocking things over here. First of all, if it's a vart of midah keneged midah, state in this Gemara that the Hele Gatana, the Hele Gamayra Rava is comparing, it's not to be believed. Rava is comparing the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to our midas. It means if we break a midah, it's the Ebrish that breaks his midah. And when you think about it, it's Kamat Nashach said, well, the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are Emes. Midah of the Ebrish. And if a person's midas is a collection of Kinatayv and Kovid. Stated that the difficulty, so that it's quote unquote kivayochel for the Eibishter to break a midas because it's emes. How can you change emes? No, the Eibishter has the ability to do everything. It's a comparison of that means it's a comparison to our midas. Stating them a tremendous zach. It's so difficult for us to budge a midah. It's so difficult for us to let go that when a person lets go of a midah, that triggers midah keneged midah, the Eibishter lets go of his midas. Now, the Eibishter's midas are impossible to move. The Emes is the Zach. That's the way it's supposed to be. Aber shteitach, but in a person's midas, they're so difficult to budge that when a person does let go, when a person does move on, when a person is mevater, that triggers kivayachol, a midah and a kodesh boku, that kodesh boku is also mevater in his midas. So first of all, that's a shocking of how deep our midas are and how we always live with this hagrosha that they're easy to fix. The second thing is that we learn out of the pasuk is what does it say? Forgives the chet. Somebody's overall pesha. That means what's a pesha? Somebody did something wrong to you. That somebody who insults us, it's called a pesha. It's equivalent to an oven klapei Hashem. That's how. That's just another example of how powerful the midas are. That we read, okay, we read somebody insulting us on the level. It's also shocking. We read somebody insulting us on the level as if we did an oven takaros brochu. And atkidekachta, the two things are comparable. So not only are the midas comparable. Or the difficulty in the midas that the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mushroom for how difficult it is for us to move our midas, but the way we the midas act and they cause us to treat somebody mistreating us as a pesha, the same way it's an oven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's pretty shocking. I, why is a person like that? How does a person get to such a darga? His emesis is move on the Gemara further. The Gemara over there says the Gemara brings a story over there. Ravuna Bishur was sick, and they were Mayrach his Yomim because he was Mavrami Daisam. And then the Gemara says, the Sheiris Nachlosay, the Pasuk continues, the Nachlosay, the Leila called Nachlosay, the Misha Mesim Asra Kishiraim, somebody who's an Anup, somebody who treats himself like a leftovers. State the Gemara de Gazach, when a person is self absorbed, when a person is what we call in English full of themselves, when a person is wrapped up in themselves, a person can get to shocking levels of midas rois. A person can get to a level of midas rois which are almost not budgeable and not movable on the level of the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person can get to a level of midas rois where he looks at what somebody else does to him as a pesha, the same way it's an oven tashem. And on the other hand, Chazal said the Eitzer is, over here on the top of Zion and Bezal, Misa Mesim Asuk Kishirayim, somebody who puts himself Shiraim, like a leftover, not the center of everything. And the Yisrael Hadover is how a person calms himself down, is that that's Ayyadei Anova, that a person recognizes that he's a Nivra. And Ayyadei that a person looks at himself like Shiraim, like the leftovers, not the center of attraction. And by the way, nobody's the center of attraction because we're all Nivra from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're all Shnoros. We're all our life, everything we have. And these are the days where we can be reminded of that. That we're not the center of attraction. The Eibishter created us. We're all Nivroim. Vieda Kopalki Atopi Atobiopakoisuki So all we are is Nibra. We don't have anything of our own. And the minute we put ourselves like Shirayim, we put ourselves on the side, automatically the power of our midas goes down, and the power of the pesha, how we absorb how other people behave to us, goes down also. We know that the Shaar Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah, speaks Be'achava in the Sefer a lot about, and by the way, that's really the essence of what Yom Kippur is about. Yom Kippur is about the Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Yom Kippur gives Tahara from Avayim. It's not just Kapara, but it cleanses our Neshama from the damage that the Avera did to the Neshama. And by the way, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, the Yom Kippur, which is Aleichem, like the Mishnah says in Yuma Daf Pehei, it's a Tahara, it's a cleansing. Yom Kippur affords us an opportunity to lower the level of tumah of the effect that Averis did on our neshama. Rav Chaim Friedlander brings down from his Rebbeim that the level of tumah that Avera affects a person, and vice versa, the amount of tahara that a person can get depends on the how bad his midas are. Because at the end of the day, the midas rois are the cause of all Averis, the sherevish of kinah, tayv, and kovod. And as much as a person, the tahara that a person gets in general, and specifically in Yom Kippur, is a direct function of how much a person was able to lower the heat of the midas. He says a lashon over here is in Chelek Aleph, Amud Reish Chof Hei. He says that. He speaks about how could a person get rid of the tumah. He says that these one of the yesodis hakoyvim es midas haTumah, one of the yesodis which is koveya the level of tumah that affects the neshama ayideh averus is the midas, because when the midas of a person midas ra'as operate in full steam, so then all the chatam and the ma'asim that come from such a midah has a very, very devastating effect on a person. And then it stays with a person. But when a person is ma'avra midaisav, like we just said, and a person is maktin, a person lowers his me, he lowers his selfishness, he lowers his self-involvement, he lowers his self-absorbment, so then a person is lowering the cause of the chet. The cause of the chet comes that a person wants to do what he wants. So ma'avra midaisav, which is be'etzem, probably the most extreme and strong articulation of a person lowering their self-absorption and their egocentrism, is be'etzem lowering the tumah of the chet, and that allows us to access the gvaldik tahara. It's very interesting. Ma'avra midaisav on one hand is very, very difficult. On the other, when a person does it, a person feels the tahara. Everyone does. That comes into his neshama when a person does it, and it's a real thing. The person is letting go of the ikur koyach hatumah of the Eitz HaRa. The Alter Kelm says, we know Chazal Darshan in the pasuk Lo Yibcha El Zar, Eize El Zar Kirbcha, which foreign god is Bcha inside? The Yetzer is called a foreign agent inside a person. But the Alter Kelm in Maamar Yud speaks out and Sefer Chochmah Musa, what exactly is the Nekuda inside a person that causes this? That causes this El Zar. What is the El Zar? How does it articulate Bcha? He says that's avas asma. A person is self-absorbed. Self-absorbed is the most powerful force of the Yetzirah that exists. But you shouldn't have a Yetzirah inside of you. The Yetzirah inside of a person is the self-absorption that a person is wrapped up in himself, that a person is not Shirayim. And that's the cause of all chet, and that's the cause of the tumah on a person, because that's the ikri Yetzirah. The reason why the ikri cause of tumah of a chet, the pollution, the contamination that it affects a person in the neshama, is because of self-absorption, is because the ikri Yetzirah is self-absorption. The Yetzirah is self-absorption. And Memela, as we come towards the side of Erev Yom Kippur, of Titaru, of the Tahara Eschem, so the Tahara begins with Kol Amavra Midoisa, Mavir Loi Kol Pshav, Rachasim HaTeva, and a good Yor, we shall be Zeicha, to break our Midas, Ebishto will break his, quote unquote, En wat we zeggen, daar goed gewenst, ja, en ik mag het zien met teven, kool tof.